Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Chris and this is Weed Mom Rants. It's been a while, guys. I miss you. I have so much news, so much, I don't know, updating. I hope that you guys are doing well, and I hope that you haven't missed me too much. I know that I suck at recording, and I promise I am going to get better. I'm going to be getting a new job that allows me more time to record. With that being said, I also am going to be, so I got rid of the Instagram. I feel like it's really hard for me to post on Instagram. I did it because I really want to connect with you guys. Instagram and I, we don't get along. So I've deleted the Instagram. I've kept the Twitter. The Twitter is still Weed Mom, it's WM Rants. And I've made a TikTok. I believe the TikTok is the same, WM Rants. Now with the TikTok, I'm not going to be posting videos of me smoking, but I will be posting videos of me extremely high, and you guys will just be the only ones in on the, what's the right word? You guys will be the only ones that really know that I'm high, you know? So it'll be fun. So follow me on those platforms. And I've also been thinking of posting videos. If you guys are really interested in me posting videos of me smoking, maybe we could do... what other platforms are more private? Maybe Patreon. Patreon, is that what it's called? Patreon. Maybe I could do like, you know, 1 to 2 videos a week of me smoking on there. I think that you do have to pay for the app. I think that it's like a subscription, like $2 to $3 a month. I'm not really sure. If you guys would be interested in that, let me know. I can look more into that. I've never used that. But I could definitely look more into it, and we could do videos. Maybe even if we do gain an audience, maybe like once a month we could do like a free live stream or a Zoom call or something. I do know that there's YouTubers that like charge for those services, but while we're still like a pretty small little community, maybe we could do like a Zoom meeting for free once a month. Or maybe I could, even if I'm not available, I could set it up and you guys can all meet, however it works out. Today, really, I just wanted to talk. I feel like I have been stuck in this bubble, this rut, and while I was away at school, I really like got out of this bubble, and now that COVID and everything has happened, I feel like I'm really like just stuck in this bubble. I don't know what's coming. I don't know. I haven't been living now. I've been living definitely in the future. You know what? While we're doing this, I just want to take a hit. I've been talking too much and I haven't taken a hit. So I have some flowers and I have some dabs. Guys, I got the G-Pen Connect. My birthday was August 11th. It's actually over a month. Today is August, I think, like 16th. Yeah, August 16th, or September 16th, I'm sorry. And so for my birthday, I got the G-Pen Connect, and I've been loving it so much. It's amazing. Wow, my grinder is really stuck. Hold on. All right, you guys are really gonna laugh at me. I turned the microphone off for a few minutes to try and open the grinder. It is glued stuck. I don't know what's wrong with it. I guess we're just smoking dabs today out of the Connect, which is awesome because you guys haven't really gotten to experience this yet. If you guys have a Connect at home, let me know if you like it. I don't know what a normal dab should be, but I just sometimes feel like this isn't... I don't know. Let me know if you guys have this, what you guys think of it, how you guys think of it, whatever you guys call it. I'm just gotta clean this. I apologize. But so I've been stuck in this funk. I've been feeling like I just feel like I haven't been doing enough. Like I said, it always comes back to never being enough. And that's exactly how I feel right now. I just feel like no matter what I do, it's not enough. And so I'm trying to break out of that that little cage that I'm in right now. I've decided that I am not happy at my job. And so today I'm going to apply to all the jobs that I can find, regardless if it's something that I would be happy doing in 5 years. I just need a new job right now because at some point, you have to find something that makes you happy. And who knows, maybe a job that I didn't think would make me happy really is a job that makes me happy. So later on today, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna apply to a bunch of different jobs. I finally am recording. I've been wanting to record for so long, but I just feel like I'm not in the right place to be like lifting people up. But you know what I've come to realize is that by lifting other people up and talking, I am helping myself. Getting this off my chest is helping myself out. And I feel like I've been letting myself sit in this like rut for so long. And it's just, it isn't working out anymore. I need to allow myself to continue to grow. And I haven't been doing that. I've been really, really holding myself back. And I know that I've been holding myself back. And I feel like it's time for me to allow myself to step forward. I don't want to do what I'm doing right now for the rest of my life. That is an understatement. If I could quit my job right now, I would. And it's not that for a long time I thought, you know what, I just hate the idea of working. I don't think that I hate the idea of working. I hate the idea of working for the company that I work for. And so this is me just talking to you guys. I think that it's so important to talk. I don't do it enough. I tend to hold all of my emotions in, and this is the one place where I can be myself. I don't care if you guys judge me, because really at the end of the day, I feel like this is such a judgment-free zone. We all come here because we're struggling with the same things, and I think that it's incredible that we have this platform to lift each other up. And I'm sorry that I haven't been, you know, posting as much as I want. Sometimes I'm just stuck in this, like, literally this fog, and I don't know if I'm helping enough. And then it goes back to, oh my gosh, I'm not enough. And then it's just this vicious cycle. So I want to break out of that cycle now. I want to guarantee that I'm going to be releasing 2 episodes per month. Now, the goal would be to release one every Sunday, or whatever day I decide to be my release date. That would be the goal. I think that I'm going to do Wednesdays. Every Wednesday would be the goal. But again, I would rather go ahead and say every other. And if you guys get a bonus episode, then you guys get a bonus episode. And with that, we've been talking way too much and I have not taken a hit. So let's take a hit off my G-Pen Connect. Whatever you guys are hitting, hit it. So, I really didn't plan this. I just wanted to come and naturally start talking to you guys and ranting. Those are my favorite episodes. My fiance Eddie is always like, those episodes are so unstructured and they're all over the place. But honestly, I think that these are my favorite episodes because they come straight from the heart. It's exactly what I want to give you guys. And it's like, it's almost like exactly what you guys need, because it's literally coming from my heart, off my chest. I don't know if that makes sense, but I've been in such a deep fog that I feel like I haven't like realized how great life is. I have so many things that I've wanted for so long. I have an amazing apartment, my fiance, we have just like beautiful 2 cars, a motorcycle, like all the things that you could imagine that you would want. And it's like, we're so young and we have all of these things. I'm really sorry if you guys hear cars. I'm outside. I don't smoke inside the house. You're just gonna have to get used to it. It's a part of the podcast now, so enjoy it. Enjoy it. But I think that sometimes we think like, oh, okay, I have to do exactly what is expected of me. And it's like, no, if I'm not happy doing what I'm doing, then I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go and find something more. And that's like the stage that I'm at now. I've realized that I don't have to keep the job that I have now just because I need a job. Like, I can find a better job. I can, there's other jobs out there. I'm not just this, like, I am the, what is the right word? I'm bringing something to that company. That company might be giving me a paycheck, but I'm working for them. If they're not bringing me happiness, then I can bring my services and education and knowledge to another company. If that makes sense. Like, at the end of the day, we have to stop thinking that, like, companies own us and start remembering that we have every right to walk away and find something better. I think that we get stuck in this, like, mindset that, oh, okay, well, I got this job, I've worked here for X amount of time, and I'm stuck here. Like, you are not stuck. You are always able to walk away, and you just choose not to. And that's been the mindset that I've been stuck in, is that I've been wanting to walk away from this job, but I keep telling myself it's my first job out of college. I haven't had it for very long. Like, I just have to keep it. There's COVID going on. Like, I have a job and I should be, you know, honored that I have a job and I should be happy. But at the same time, if I'm not happy at the job that I'm at, why am I going to sit here and literally make myself suffer just so that I'm working for this company when I can go and get a different job making more money or less money? You know what I mean? And be happier. You know what I mean? It makes more sense. Like, the opportunities are endless when you're actually putting yourself out there. If you're not putting yourself out there, there are no opportunities. And that's something that I really needed to learn the last couple of weeks, because I haven't been putting myself out there, and I've been so upset that I have not really had any luck finding a job. And now I've been applying to jobs and stuff, but I haven't been going and actively calling places and bringing my resume and stuff, because I do have a 40 hour a week job right now. So with that being said, though, it's nice to get this all off my chest, because I feel like I've been just internalizing this like suffrage of me having a job but not wanting this job, and why I should be excited and happy that I have a job, because so many people don't have jobs, and like some income is better than no income, and I should be like happy. And like, it's finally like just being able to talk about it is nice, because I wasn't talking about it for so long. And like I said, I was literally just like internalizing this and like making myself more anxious about it. And I think that it's important to speak on what's bothering us, because like Eddie knew that there was something wrong, but like he kept asking me and I wouldn't tell him. And then I finally broke down and I told him. I was just like, I just feel like I'm not doing enough. I feel like my job, I hate it, I'm not happy at it, and it's making me miserable all the time. It's making me, you know, wish that my life was different, even though I don't necessarily want my life to be different. I just want a different job. And it's like, I see all these people doing these like online jobs, and they post on YouTube or they do social media. I've been seeing jobs about virtual assistants and photography. Photography is something that I would love to get into. I love photography so much, but how do you start making money as a photographer? Like, I don't know. If you guys are photographers, let me know, because I would love to learn something. I know how to take pictures. I love taking pictures. I know how to edit. I just have never been paid for it. So let me know if you're a photographer, because that's something that I would love to do. But it's just like, I don't want to lie to people and say like, oh, okay, well, I'm a virtual assistant. I've never been an assistant. I'm sure I can learn to be a virtual assistant. It's just like, I just see all these like online jobs, and it's like, is that where the world is heading? Because if it is, like, I should jump on the bandwagon now. I don't want to end up working, you know, I really feel like retailers are going to die besides the grocery store. I think that like Targets, they're not going to last very long. The malls, oh my goodness, the malls by me, they're all going out of business. All of them are closing. They just, right before COVID fucking hit, they were just like remodeling a big mall over by my house. And like, I'm sure that mall is going to go out of business. I really haven't been there in a long time, but I am sure it's going to go out of business. The closest mall to us, they're like sold it, and they're going to make apartment complexes, or maybe it's condos. I don't know, but it's just like, I feel like everything is getting switched over to digitally. We're going to be doing therapy. I mean, we already are doing therapy digitally. My therapist told me that she won't be going back to in person because she already has all of her clients where they know how to use either the phone or like the FaceTime, whatever it is that she uses, the like video chat. And she doesn't have to pay for an office space. She can do it outside of her home, so she's already saving more money. And it makes sense. I think that a lot of these companies and businesses that are, hiring and switching their employees over to remote working, I think that those companies are going to stay remote. I don't think that they're going to switch back, because at the end of the day, that company can go ahead and, let's say, I don't even know a company, but a big company, let's say, they don't have to pay to have the 500 employees in office. Well, that money that they would have paid for rent, they could go ahead and divide that up and give them a stipend for desk stuff. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I think that this way is going to benefit the employee and the employer. And then the employee is in their comfort zone. They don't ever have to pay for gas to go anywhere. And the minute that they start, they start. And the minute they finish, they are off the clock. They don't have to worry about that drive time or, you know, traffic or, well, you know, what if I get asked to do something last minute? Like, they're at home. There's not, like, you know, that last minute the boss is going to stop you and say, hey, like you're at home. They might send you an email, but you can sign off. And I think that that is really going to be the future, and it kind of scares me because I personally like to be around people. I like the idea of, I think that if every job was like that, that would be awesome. Now, it's not. Unfortunately, not every job is going to be like that, where I would end up being home by myself if I don't know. It's just like, I don't want to be home 8 hours a day isolated, working. I would much rather be in an office for 8 hours a day, isolated there, but with all of the other coworkers, because at least you still get some kind of person-to-person relationship. I don't know, that's something that I really need. I feel like I've been ranting on a rage, and I haven't taken a hit except for the first one, so let's do that. Sorry if you hear the sirens. There's really nothing I can do. Totally switching up the topic. Let me ask you guys. You guys are all smokers. You got all my stoners out there. How has it been trying to find a job while smoking? Because that is my biggest challenge right now. It has become a burden. Because I have a medical card for a reason. It's not like I just recreationally smoke. I do have a medical card for a reason. And all these companies, they don't want to hire me. But it's like, I have a college degree. And it's like, it's just so frustrating because I have a college degree in social work. As a social worker, we're supposed to be, you know, fighting injustices. And it's like such an injustice that I can't even fight injustices because I smoke, which a doctor literally recommended that I do to help me. I don't know. It's like so annoying and frustrating. And I have friends that are going to be social workers, that are going to school right now to be social workers. And they were like, I'm talking about getting my medical card. And I was like, just don't do it. Don't waste your time because it's on your record. Like, even if I decide, it's not as simple as, okay, well, I'm just not going to smoke so I can pass a drug test. It's on your background check. When they run your background check, it is on there. And personally, I feel like that breaks HIPAA. Like, it's a medicine, and I understand that it's not a prescription, it's a recommendation. But what would be the difference if I take, if I use my cannabis or I, you know, took Vicodin? Like, I would still be impaired. What's the difference if I drink alcohol on the clock? Like, it's just like, it's one of those things that's really frustrating that I can't use my best judgment to say, hey, you know, that's just not an appropriate thing that I would do at work. Just like I would assume, you know, people that take Vicodin and painkillers, if they need to take those during the day, they wouldn't be working that day. Like, it's really frustrating that I can't make that choice, that they make it for me. And I do understand that, you know, it does also play into that it's still federally illegal. But again, I think that if the state has decided to go ahead and make it where they want to have medical cards, then that shouldn't like affect me. I definitely could see if I was taking it recreationally, and it was federally illegal, that is totally different than a medical card, in my opinion. And I don't know, let me know, what is your opinion on that? Because it's something that's been weighing on my heart heavily, and I feel like I really, like, I need to advocate for this. I literally went to school for 4 years, and we were force-fed. I mean, not force-fed, but, like, literally force-fed. You know, when something bothers you, something isn't right for the client, when this or that, like, you advocate for it. And it's like, here I am. I'm my own client right now. Like, I feel like I am my own client. I can't get a job because of my medical card. And I literally feel like I have to start advocating, because I can't be the only one that has this struggle. If you are in a medical state besides Florida, please let me know if you have the same issue and what profession you are in, or what profession you went to school in, what school for, or what profession you were trying to find a job in. Because I really think that this needs to be something that is spoken about. I don't hear any weed tubers talking about it. I don't hear any of the YouTubers that smoke talking about it. Any of the weed influencers, I don't hear talking about it. And it's like really infuriating, because I know a lot of companies and a lot of people watch those videos, and it's such an important topic that and it's not even that it's an important topic, but it's so important to know before you get your medical card. Because if you're getting your medical card, I'm telling you, it's for a good reason. And it's like one of those things you need to know beforehand, like, hey, you might not be able to get a job, which I was never told. I talked to the lady, like my doctor, I talked to her and I told her this is the profession I'm going into. And she literally was telling me, like, you will be able to find a job without any issues. Like, don't even worry. And now it's like, I can't find a job. And I understand that I'm sure she was trying to make a dollar. And this was at the beginning of when, you know, I don't know. It's really irritating though. And so let me know if you are from a different state, if that's something that, you know, you also have issues with, or even if you're from Florida. And also if you're in a recreational state, I'd like to know what the laws are there. Do they drug test? Because if it's recreationally, do companies drug test you for weed and marijuana? I'd like to know. I really would. Because I know there's some jobs out there, like truck driving, what else? Any, like, heavy machine operator, they not only test you to make sure that, like, they do a test that is so accurate that they can even, like, see if you had CBD in your system. And, like, when I say, they don't necessarily test for that CBD, but, like, sometimes if you're not buying, like, if you're not getting the CBD that's, like, the right CBD that's really tested and has no THC in it, it could have, like, 0.3% THC, and it's going to come up in those drug tests, and those people are going to fail. So it's, like, it's really, really important that all of this is, like, brought to the public's attention, because I think a lot of people are using CBD and hemp products and they're not really looking or knowing how to look to see if there's any THC in those products, and that could really fuck up a job. And those are like a job is so important, especially right now, that I know nobody is going to want that to be fucked up. Let's take one more hit, guys. All right, one more hit. I want to know what your favorite thing has been to do during quarantine, because I have a new favorite. Hold on. My favorite thing has been gardening. No, I want to hear what your favorite thing is while I take the second hit. It's really interesting. I have so much smoke still left in this. And I have to hit it. Let's make a TikTok. I wonder if it will let me make a TikTok while I'm still recording. Let's try. If it ends, I'm sorry. Alright, guys. Sorry. I actually did have to end this podcast to go and start the TikTok. But I did record how much smoke was in there. And I'll post that. I won't normally post me smoking on TikTok. But you know what? We will do it this week. And I have one other video on there. I haven't really started it yet. But I have one other video of me smoking that maybe I will post. And do a little cute overtune. What is it called? Overtune? Tune over? Whatever it's called. I am going to go ahead and end the podcast here. I need to take a nap because I do have to go do all of my errands later, like I was telling you. And I was up at 4 o'clock this morning and have not slept since. So I love you all. Advice of the day. And I have to take one more hit. Let me go ahead and think of some good advice while I load up my dab rig one last time. Advice of the day. Man, there was so much more I wanted to talk to you guys about. Okay, I will talk again soon. I'm gonna start writing down my thoughts so that when I do come, I can remember. Sometimes I, you know. All right. So, advice of the day. I think advice of the day, all I can tell you guys is follow your heart. I've been wanting to make this podcast for so long. And I've done it, and then I've stopped, and then I've done it, and then I've stopped because I'm worried that I'm wasting my time. And I've come to the conclusion that my heart wants me to make this podcast. Every time I do it, I feel so good afterwards. And even if I never make a dime off of it, it's a hobby. It's something that I have to keep doing because otherwise I do nothing. And I watched like this documentary on Netflix. It's called The Social Dilemma. And literally I've been stuck in this social dilemma where all I've been doing, all I do is take in social media. If I'm not on TikTok for fucking 4 hours a day, then I'm on Facebook. If I'm not on Facebook, then I'm on Instagram. If I'm not on Instagram, then I'm on Twitter. So I went ahead and I deleted all my social media besides TikTok and Twitter, because honestly, TikTok, I really love making the TikTok videos, and Twitter, I love interacting with you guys about the Weed Mom Rants. I interact with that. That's the sole Instagram that I use. So follow me on those two social medias. So my TikTok is, my weed TikTok would be WM Rants. But if you guys want just like to follow my everyday TikTok, which is a really depressing right now, it's Adventures with Chris. So Adventures with K-R-Y-S, Chris. I heard somebody call it Cars. Like I was in a live feed and I had said something and somebody was like, read my username in my comment and they said Adventures with Cars. And I laughed so hard because I was like, is it really that hard to understand? So it's K-R-Y-S, Chris. I don't post anything weed related, so please don't expect anything from that TikTok weed related. That is my personal TikTok, and I do have family on that TikTok. My little sister is on that. That's more of just me really just trying to find friends and talking about weight loss and how I'm feeling, and trying to get James Charles to record himself cooking holiday meals. So that sounds so lame, but honestly, go ahead and follow it if you want to. We could be lame together. And follow my Weed Mom Rants TikTok. It's gonna be WM Rants. With that being said, guys, I am going to take the last hit, and then I'm going to wish you a good day. So hold on, let's take this together. My dab rig is heating up. Let's go. So I give you guys advice of the day in every episode. I want to start asking a question of the day at the end of the episode as well. Hold on one second. So, so sorry. I want to start asking a question of the day, or I should do a question of the episode, an advice of the episode. Just to, you know, have you guys interact with me as well. Let me know if you guys listen to the podcast all the way through. And so today, the question of the podcast is two questions. One, do you have a dab rig? Two, if you have a dab rig, what level do you use? And why do you use that level, that heat temperature? Because I can't figure it out, and I really need to figure it out. My throat burns if I use it on the medium setting. My throat feels like I literally cut it if I use it on the hot setting, and no smoke really happens on the first setting. So let me know. I love you, and remember the advice of the day, and stay high and motivated. All right, love you guys. Bye.